In Russia, the results of parliamentary elections were no surprise. And since President Vladimir Putin's party won in a landslide last Sunday, critics have said that authorities manipulated those elections to a shocking degree. They say Russia has become substantially more authoritarian as a result. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer has talked to people around Moscow now that the vote has sunk in.
Bilingua is a popular hangout for Moscow's bohemian, artsy young crowd. Located in a trendy old neighborhood, the bar's large, industrial-looking space includes a bookshop and hosts literary evenings. You'd expect a lot of those here to be upset by reports of widespread fraud during last weekend's elections, but you'd be wrong. Museum curator Katya Kachushina says she didn't vote in the elections because she believes the results were predictable. But she says she's not concerned about the lack of democracy in Russia. Russia is stable, and it's on the right path, Kachushina says. And anyway, I'm not really interested in politics. A couple tables away, 18-year-old student Alexei Aksandrov says he voted for Putin's United Russia Party, which swept 70% of seats in parliament. I was a little concerned about the cult of personality being built around Putin, he said, but I like the president's course. I mean, he looks good on television and he's respected. Maybe there is a dictatorship in Russia, but I'm not worried about it. But others are worried. Independent elections monitors reported systematic abuse of last Sunday's elections. They say the authorities harassed opposition campaigners, stuffed ballots, and forced state employees to vote for pro-Kremlin United Russia. Across town from the Bilingua bar, some of the country's leading political observers gathered to make sense of the elections. The mood was decidedly grim. Georgi Sattarov of the Indem Foundation says the authorities have revived Soviet-style control, under which society is afraid to voice or vote for its own interests.
Public opinion in Russia no longer exists. People vote how they're expected. They say what they believe they're expected to say. If politics is a battlefield of competing interests, then Russia has no politics either. One group controls everything.
That's the group that runs the Kremlin and mostly includes former security service officers. Many believe they ordered regional governors appointed by Putin to deliver a certain number of votes during the election, which they falsified. In the troubled region of Chechnya, 99% of the electorate voted for United Russia. Dmitry Oreshkin of the Mercator Group says the manipulation was so great it changed the nature of Russia's authoritarianism.
And it will get worse. To deny the falsifications and pretend everything is normal, it will be necessary to further clamp down against the opposition, independent media, and the internet to plug all the holes from which true information can flow.
Oreshkin says Putin's power base resembles a feudal system of government.
Local elites are loyal to Putin's United Russia Party, and in return they're allowed to do whatever they want in their regions. But the Kremlin's increasing control over a massive country is leading toward a dead-end situation, the same that resulted in the Soviet collapse.
Analysts say last weekend's parliamentary elections were a warm-up for the presidential election next March, when Putin is required to step down. Many believe he'll hold on to power, possibly by becoming prime minister, while selecting a weak figure to succeed him in the presidency. Putin's United Russia Party is set to pick its presidential candidate in less than 2 weeks. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.